Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week, we're talking about trusting God first, which is very difficult to do.
Which is what we should be doing.
Yes.
But we don't always.
But I realized that I was not in the way that I was praying, in that I was saying, God, show me the way and then I will trust. Mm. Which, it's funny because in some respects, that's okay. You know, like you might be saying, hey, God, I need you to...
You're being honest with him.
Yeah.
But in other respects, sometimes maybe you don't even verbalize it and saying it, but that's what you think.
And it's only because as a human, we hold on to things because we're like, if I hold on to something, then I'm in control and I feel like if anything goes wrong, I can fix it or, you know, well, there's something
then
secure.
Then the onus is on me.
Mm.
Yeah, if it goes wrong, well, then I've made the wrong choice or whatever. Yes.
Yeah. And it was funny because, like, I was sharing how, like, we did the activity at work and how some people were like, oh, I like getting lost. And I just like, what? You know, who likes getting lost?
It's interesting they don't get anxious about being lost.
No. I know. Whereas I'm like, you know, I would be. Mm. And also, like, maybe that's also part of, like, if I'm thinking of, like, let's say I'm going to a new place for an appointment – it's like I've got to be somewhere on time, so I can't afford to get lost. I can't, like, you know, there's more things than just the enjoyment of.
I remember lost. Bruce and I were lost once in Venice.
Mm.
And Venice, we had a map, but Venice, because it basically is built on water, they have, you can catch gondolas or you walk everywhere, but you go across a bridge and another bridge and another bridge. We got lost in knowing which bridge was what.
Yeah,
because you have maps and then you're trying to find the street names and they're on the side of a building, but sometimes it's you can't find it or it's gone or it's worn away or something. Oh, my goodness. I was looking at this map full of bridges and archways and walkways and I was thinking, I don't have a clue
and,
where
and when you
we
go over
are.
One of those bridges, you then end up in like a courtyard and then you go another bridge and you end up in another courtyard. So it all feels at times
I was
quite
getting,
like
– but yeah. I wasn't anxious in that I was scared lost. I was frustrated and I was getting more frustrated because everywhere I turned I couldn't find the right path. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting though? You can be lost but it causes different – reactions in you. So you can be lost and be scared, but you could also be lost and frustrated.
Like, yes.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's many more.
Yes.
Yeah. So like when I was praying this day and I'm like, God, show me the way, and then I felt like, I suppose, the Holy Spirit being like, no, trust in me first.
Yes.
And then I can show you the way. And so if I'm getting down to like the reasoning, like why trusting God first? Because you're being open and I suppose vulnerable.
But you're also saying, God, I trust you're first. I trust you.
Mm.
I trust you with my life. I trust you with the what is it when it says in Jeremiah, God has great plans for us?
Mm.
We trust that he has the great plans.
Mm.
We trust that he will work it out.
Mm.
We trust in the hope that he gives us. We trust that Jesus coming and dying and rising again has actually been a gift given to me too.
Mm.
So it's not just a trust in right now in my situation where I am.
Yep.
It's basically saying, Lord, you are all I need.
Mm.
I surrender my will to yours because you are the great Almighty, the great Creator, the God of everything, the God that I adore and worship.
Mm. So it's a deeper trust than just
that situation.
Show me this situation.
Yes.
It's the fullness of that. Yeah, that's an interesting perspective to think at a deeper level again, because not only God wants it for the situation, but it's because of the bigger picture.
And I think it comes down to sometimes our own humanity's experience. Think of it. You can have a great friend and in areas of drive it, say if they pick you up and drive you to a place, you're going to a party together. Mm. They really look after you. They love you. They give you gifts on your birthday and stuff. But if you know they're not good with money, then you're not going to trust in them to budget well if you were doing, say, a budget of a plan of a holiday together.
Yeah.
Right? Because you know they're not good with money.
Mm.
They're not good at budgeting. Mm. They overspend or they don't cater for all the things that you would think of.
Yeah.
So in many ways, you trust in them in some areas, mm-mm, but maybe not others.
Mm-hmm.
Do we then put that on to God?
Yeah.
We trust in God. Oh, I've got eternal life. I trust God. That's truth. That is it.
Mm.
But because God hasn't answered my prayer in this area, maybe we put on that human thing like we do of our own humanity, saying, well, then God, I can't trust God in that area.
Mm.
But it's not, God is trustable in all areas.
Yeah.
But sometimes he withholds his hand to see how we react, to look at our heart, to tell us, hey, you haven't got it right yet.
Mm.
Your heart needs to be pure before me, holy. Holy is like the 100% pure. You need to work on this area because it's not me that doesn't have the problem.
Yeah.
It's you.
Mm.
And do you know what I'm trying to say?
So God can allow situations to cause us to need to trust in him more because he wants that transformation of our heart.
Yeah. There's areas in our hearts that aren't totally transformed yet.
Yeah.
Mm. We know we're weak. We're not 100% pure.
Mm. Mm.
You know, and he then often puts us in situations for us to work on those. Remember, someone says, never ask God to take away your pride, because they're laughingly telling me, because then he'll put you in situations where you'll be humbled.
Mm.
So you have to work on your pride.
Yeah.
But it's true, because God will put us in situations for us to work on our character, for him to come and transform us, to recognize, I guess, our weakness, our areas.
Mm.
But also, remember when St. Paul said to the Lord, take away the thorn in my side, whatever that thorn might be. So the thorn, I think, in his side was more probably a weakness of me.
Mm.
That's the point of the weakness. Whatever it could be. It could be his, because he did have a fiery temper.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was it. Maybe he was judgmental of people. Who knows what it was? And God says, no, I'm not taking it away, because in your weakness,
then
you will be strong.
Mm.
Because I will be with you.
Mm.
Because if he takes away all our weakness, won't we feel like we're invincible?
Well, then we feel like God, don't we?
Like, I know God, we're made in the image and likeness of God, but we are not God.
Mm. But isn't that, I suppose, the challenge then for us is, if the weakness is always going to remain in us, which it will, then continuing to then either giving it to God each time or every day when we're experiencing whatever that weakness is, or every time we need to allow God to overcome that weakness.
Yes.
So we need every time, because that scripture about, when I'm weak, he is strong. That's because you've allowed him.
You've surrendered that you've part surrendered, to his lot, to him.
Mm. Mm.
Even though we need to surrender all of our areas to him.
Because
we can surrender our weakness to him, but are we going to surrender our strengths? Because we can do it ourselves.
Yeah.
So why do I need God?
Mm.
Whereas God wants us to surrender all of it. Because if we surrender our strengths to him, will not that strength be even greater?
Mm.
Because he's got then his spiritual strength on top of us, of what he's already gifted us with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it gives you a whole different dimension to even think and pray about, to meditate upon.
Yeah, yeah.
To take to God in prayer.
Mm. Mm. And it's so true that we can trust God in some things and not other things.
And it is. I know that for myself.
Yeah. And maybe it's because those particular things too we're anxious about, and so it's scary to let go of that and to say, okay, God, I'm going to trust in this.
Or I feel like I don't get the answer from you that I want.
Mm.
So how can I trust you for it?
Mm.
But his answer might be the best answer, but we're not there yet to understand that. And that's
the heart changing to be like, okay, God, you have the best answer and my way is not the best way. Makes me think of a thing, it's that scripture in Isaiah that says, your ways are higher than my ways.
Yeah, thoughts are way above mine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how much God wants to continue to transform us, every part of us.
But he also knows if he gave it to us, whatever we're asking him for, maybe that would sour our heart. Maybe that would make us more prideful, full of sin. It would make the weakness even greater. Yeah. We don't know. But he's doing it for our protection. Because down the track he knows what's going to happen. We don't. So we have to trust in him. It is the only way. And after a while, I think after we've fallen and scraped our knees for so long and then got up again because he's got us up, not because we've done it in our own strength, we then go, okay, Lord, I will trust you. I'll just give it a go. Sometimes we do it out of, I'm at my last
straw.
Yeah, last end.
It makes me think of when I shared from the book of Psalms how David was saying, you know, I'm going to trust you, but first I'm going to remind myself of your love, Lord. I trust in you, then would you show me the way? Just us even sharing here has made me think about the ups and downs that David expresses in his own.
And he does.
You know, in his prayers to God. That's exactly how we can continue to pray to God when we pray.
Yeah, well, one of David's psalms was, my God, why have you abandoned me? And Jesus used that on the cross. You can think, my goodness, he's the Son of God and he's telling his Father in heaven, you've abandoned me. Because he was sharing out of his humanity. He was sharing how we would share. And we can affiliate then with everything that he went through, that he understands how we feel, what human people go through. Because he went through it. But on top of that, then he says, my Father's will. And and then from in his divinity, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. When can we say that?
Yeah.
We don't say forgive them. We go, Lord, come and, you know, attack them or,
smite them,
you know,
down or whatever the word
let them
is.
See their ways.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for the weekly challenge this week, I've written to take something that you're holding on to for a sign and see if you can give it over to God.
Yes.
And I think lots of us can know, like, straight away what that one thing is or that area that we seem to always, oh, no, I'll do this part, God. So that's the weekly challenge. So we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat. Maybe it really has been a challenge for you, and I think it will be in lots of different areas of our lives. We hope that our chat has really blessed you, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.